Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
We're a community singing group. That's how we'd like to describe ourselves. And really, it's sort of a drop-in. You know, it's the invitation is for people to just come and sing when they want to sing. So I guess there are some regulars who come really often, but we have a lot of people who come just when they're able to. Yes. So it's just very friendly and informal. People come because they love singing.
Yeah, so there's no commitment, no obligation. Just drop in if you want to come and sing.
And what does it look like? If I go in, will I see sopranos, altos, bass and tenors?
Well, sometimes. So we always start with some nice easy songs that go into rounds, so it doesn't matter what part you sing, so that everyone can just get into it. And then we usually sing two or three songs where we do split into maybe two parts or three, depending who's there and which song we're singing. And we usually then finish with a round again, just because everyone, it's easier for everyone to do it.
And we sing together in a circle, so it's not a choir arrangement. We sing in a circle so that we connect, and sometimes we move around and use the space while we're singing and so on. So it's not... Yeah, it's really a drop-in, welcoming singing group.
And this connection, this seems to be quite important to the sense of the group. Is it as much about the connection as it is about the music?
Well, I mean, the reason I set the group up is because I love the harmonies of music. So I tried to choose, well, we choose now sort of songs with really beautiful harmonies where you feel the connection in the singing because you're singing and you're making a harmony with someone else. So I guess... that's the sense of connection that you get in the music. Mm. But then, of course, what happens is people start becoming friends because they see each other every couple of weeks and having tea. And so then there's that sense of connection with community as well. Mm. So, yeah.
And I view it as offering your voice to the group so that you can create that sound, you can create that harmony. Mm. But we do have tea and chocolate and biscuits afterwards, and people usually stay.
How many are there of you?
It varies week on week, but... sort of 10 to 20 usually, approximately.
And you sing songs, sacred songs from different traditions. So tell me a bit about that. Why did you choose that you wanted to sing those kinds of songs?
Because they're so beautiful. I mean, that's my favourite type of music to sing, I guess. I don't know, there's just so much beautiful, simple music from around the world, from different religious, cultural traditions. And we wanted to sing songs that were easy. It was actually a little bit inspired by Teze and some of the singing at Harmonic Temple. There are various types of singing that it's inspired by, which are all very easy songs, so that it's less about learning the songs and more about enjoying singing them. So those were the types of songs that we choose. And yeah.
So these are the equivalent of hymns in other countries. Are there more than
Not
that?
Really.
You're shaking your head.
They're much shorter than that. They usually have one line only.
Yeah. So if you think of them as very musical chants in a way, but some of them are more songs than chants and some are a little bit more chanty, I suppose.
Yeah. It's very meditative actually, yes. Because it's repetitive. You learn the music quite quickly and then after that it's just about enjoying it and sort of almost dropping into the music.
Yes.
And often, you know, it's kind of very beautiful, very peaceful, can be very healing just to relax into the music in that way.
And let the music carry you, let the music take you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be religious to be a member.
Absolutely not.
No, I say I'm not religious. So yes.
And there you are, you're a member. And you've got something to sing now to give us a flavour. What are you going to sing?
We're going to sing a really beautiful song called Shalom by Nick Prater. And it's very typical of the types of songs we usually sing. It's got really lovely harmonies, so... Yeah.
Yes, but we just say here we're not a performing singing group and we may make mistakes, so...
That's fine, you're not alone. And you're at the right place.
Also, just to say the word means peace, so basically it's a song about peace.
Lovely. Mm. Well, off you go.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom, 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 shalom.
Oh, that was lovely. Thank you very much. You both have beautiful voices. Do people have to audition to get into this choir?
Absolutely not, no.
We do lead the choir, but absolutely everybody's welcome if you've done any singing before or not. And we find some people do come because it's just a drop-in, non-committed group if they're trying to find their voices again, if they haven't sung for a number of years. But many people come who haven't sung before, and really everyone comes to experience that just dropping into the song and being transported. It can be quite transcendent. It can also be very moving, depending on the song. The songs are written with intent, really. Might be sort of for gratitude, joy, love, healing, and can be very powerful. So everybody's welcome.
There is something about singing together, isn't there? That I don't know. It strikes. I suppose maybe it's a very old thing. You know, it's deep within us. We've done it for as far back as we can remember, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And it's also just to say that we teach everything by ear, so there's no need to be able to read music either. And really, if people have only ever sung in the shower before, they're all welcome. It's not about singing perfectly. We always say that at the beginning of the group. This is not about singing perfectly. If we make mistakes, that's totally irrelevant. It's about enjoying the music.
And you say you're not a performing group, but you are doing this event. We won't call it a performance then, an event.
It's an event.
An event.
Join in.
Right, so if people come along, they will be invited to its audience participation.
There is no audience.
There is no audience.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
You just
come and sing.
Come and sing. Yeah. So that's Easter Monday.
Easter Monday. We're going to be singing some music specifically from the Teze community. We usually sing from lots of different traditions, but on Easter Monday we thought we'd stick just to Teze, which is actually a Christian ecumenical community. So even though we're non-religious, we thought, you know, it's nice at Easter to celebrate that. And so these are songs which they have particularly beautiful harmonies. A lot of them are written with a slightly Eastern style. It's hard to describe, really, but anyway, they're very beautiful, and it should be nice.
And that's 2 p.m. at Romsey Mill, if people want to come.
They can just 2 p.m. at Romsey Mill, corner of Hemmingford Road and Mill Road. Yeah. And I just say there is free parking. We often get asked that. So there's free parking on the streets nearby.
Also to say that it's free. So we just work on a donation basis just to cover the cost of room hire.
And if people can't make it to this event, but they're interested in joining you or finding out more, what should they do?
Well, we are on Facebook. If you just search for Sacre, which is spelled S-A-C-R-A-E.
Yep, Sacre Singing.
And we also have a website, sacre.org. But you can also tell it's always the first and third Sunday of every month, and it's always at 2 p.m. at Romsey Mill. So, you know, it's quite easy to come whenever you want.
And it sounds very welcoming that if somebody turns up.
It is very welcoming, yeah. We have new people every week, so, yeah. And we're growing, which is very nice.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, lovely. Thank you very much. Lovely to speak to you. Good luck for Easter. I know it's not a performance, but good luck for your normal session on Easter Monday. And it's the Sacre Facebook page, SACRAE, or sacre.org. Thank you.
Thank you very much.